Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, January 9th. Quiet and slightly higher overnight across the board, with corn finishing up a half cent at 358.5, March wheat up 3.25 cents at 426.5, Kansas City March up 2.75 cents at 436.25, March beans up 2.25 at 997, and November beans up 2 cents at 984.5. Quiet overnight trade as the markets look forward to Thursday's WASDE reports. Expectations, generally speaking, corn yield 175.1 bushels per acre versus a previous estimate of 175.3, with soybean yield up slightly, estimates for 52.7 bushels per acre versus the December USDA number of 52.5. In U.S. carryouts, we're looking at corn 2.385 billion bushels versus the December number of 2.403. Soybeans 468 million bushels versus December's 480 million bushels, and in wheat 1.148 billion bushels versus December's 1.143. Stocks estimates, corn 12.3 billion bushels versus December's 11.23. Soybeans 2.935 billion versus December's 2.715. And wheat 2.056 billion versus December's 1.746. The interesting numbers to look at, the winter wheat seedings, they're looking for about a 2 million acre decrease from 36.14 million acres down to 34.13. A question is, will there be any more seeded acres missing in the wheat, which would likely go to soybeans? That is something we need to keep an eye on. In world carryouts, corn estimate to be unchanged at 222 million metric tons, same as December. Soybeans looking to be down a bit, 82.58 million metric tons versus December's 85.85, and wheat unchanged at 252 million bushels. In South American production, they're looking for a slight decline in Argentina's soy, 56.5 million metric tons, down from December's 57, and a slight increase in Brazil's soy production, 102.4 million metric tons versus 102 in December's estimates. Weather in South America, they're looking for some relief for the excess wetness in Argentina in the 6 to 10 day, but in the 16 to 30 day, that wetness is coming back in the markets, and also after some slight relief in northeastern Brazil's dryness in the short term, they are also looking for drier weather to return there in the longer term forecast, so we will have to keep an eye on that. After Friday's sharp sell-off, again, the markets are trading inside Friday's ranges. We'll have to see if there is any action when the index fund rebalancing begins today, and that's about it. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.